Coming soon to an Edwards Food Giant near you.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lager. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, it's 9:06 on this Tuesday, May 5th. Interesting, we had Tipton Hearst up here. You know, 140 years they've been around, which is got to be, if not number one.
Well, with that and Coleman, right?
Yeah, it's either them or Coleman.
And I think we've heard it from Hired that
they're number one.
I think so.
Jones and Son, they're celebrating 40 years, so congratulations to them.
Yeah.
Luxury Pool and Spa, 50 years. It's amazing how many businesses that we...
Wow. Yeah. Well, we know Sanders Grand Essential's got to be over 20.
Yeah, if you get to 20.
Summerwood Partners is 35, 40.
Yeah, if you get over 20 to 25, you're doing...
Oh, you do good. Yeah.
All right, a couple things here. Morning Mayhem fully assembled. Justin Moore out in Poen. Out at Moore Mountain. A little overcast, a little rain today, but that's okay. We got Roger Scott running the board, Christian Weaver producing. My name is David Basil.
Hey, everybody.
And together we make up Morning Mayhem.
Together!
So what we're going to do first, we're going to play a little Justin Moore finish the lyric. We're going to set it up the way we're going to do it. Justin, somebody asked me earlier in our text line, they go, Dutton, Justin, they go, Justin needs to write a song about getting along. And I told Roger, I said, he already has that.
Huh?
And I'm going to make sure Justin's there so I'm not talking to myself. Justin, are you there? That's what I was saying. I don't want to tell this whole story without him being there. So we'll wait till he gets back. Anyway, so here's the deal. So he does have a song. Can we all get along? It's with him and Riley Green.
He's also got a song that says I could kick your ass.
That's he does.
Wait a minute. Let's see. Turn Justin's mic up and see if we can hear him. Oh, that's the wrong thing. Go ahead.
Anyway, so he does have a song with Riley Green, and it was done in 2023. Everybody Get Along is the name of it. That is going to be the song for Finish the Lyric.
Okay.
Today, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. So all you got to do is listen. Look up the lyrics of that song. When Roger plays it, you just got to finish the lyric where they pick up. It's pretty easy.
You know,
to win.
He's also got a song that says "More Middle Finger."
He does. He has both.
That's not about getting along.
But I like the Get Along song because I think I want to say one mentions Panama City. He mentions Panama City in that.
He needs a song that mentions Mexico.
He does. Which one is this? What, We All Get Along? Or is something different? Yeah.
It's Jerry Reed.
Riley Green. How about that?
This is basically, I'm a little bit country, you're a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah, he sort of is, yeah. Exactly. And that's who he's touring with, is Riley Green. So if all you got to do is finish that up, Roger, and you win. So it'll be easy pickers. We'll do that at the end of this.
Easy peasy.
At the end of this half hour. A couple messages here. I want to make sure.
I think we got to get Christian. Are you a country fan or no?
I like older country. Probably pre, like, 2000s, I would say.
Okay, so do you like current country that is old country?
Sounding? Current country that sounds like old country? You'd have to put me on some, probably. I don't know.
Me.
Okay. yeah.
I mean, I'm not asking if you like me. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I play traditional country music.
Yeah, so. The songs that I've heard from you are good. I've heard, I like... So my wife does not listen to country really at all. And I don't really either, to be honest. But
I was kind of asking, like, kind of just what you listen to.
But
I didn't say it that way. But
so for some reason, she really likes "Letting the Night Roll."
That's a good song. Yeah, that's good. It's a cool song. Cool song.
I don't know if she can name...
What do you mean by "for some reason"?
Well, I don't know if she can name a single other song that you have made, Justin, but she really likes that song.
No, I'm kidding with you, man.
So you make good music. That sticks with people.
Well, thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah, let me go ahead, Justin.
Oh, shit, I don't know where.
Good Lord. Got to hit the drop button. That's the first time in 5 years we had to hit the drop button for Justin.
Sorry.
That's okay.
5 years in.
You know what? There's people online that are going to be able to hear that off. Without the dump button. Yeah. And what they just heard you say, Justin, they're going to go, you know, that Justin is a great guy. I don't know.
Wait a minute. What?
I don't know.
So I got some great messages here. Somebody says, what is Oakland's over and under on JM being thrown out in games? I don't know. We don't know. He did get thrown out last night, by the way. He did get thrown out. Somebody says, wow, nothing like live radio. I agree with that. Raj, we have to get a Team McGillicuddy song out of today's events. What he said his name was L. Rob McGillicuddy. That was a sharp guy. He's a sharp guy.
He's got great disposition to be.
Yeah, he does. He does. He does. Someone says here, this is great. This is a great story. I was dating a girl that wanted me to go to church with her and meet her parents one Sunday morning. I was also playing in a beer softball league, a tournament that went late on a Saturday night. There was a close play at the plate. This is hard to believe. Uh-oh. I was called out. I thought I was safe. I proceeded to call the umpire everything in the book. Upon my ejection, I even made up new words to call him. When I arrived at the church the next morning to meet my girlfriend, I was greeted with a kiss on the cheek and then a handshake from the church's minister. The minister was the umpire from the night before. What are the odds of that, if that is a true story? That is, I mean, oh my gosh. That's almost hard to believe.
Yeah, that's a made-for-TV movie.
Someone says here, best concert, and I've been to a lot, was Alison Krauss at the Rivermarket Amphitheater. She might be a real-life angel.
I like her voice.
Another cool one was seeing Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan together at Ray Winder Field. That's quite the combo.
Having them at Ray Winder.
Yeah, we're looking for concerts that you liked and concerts that you didn't like.
Sawyer Brown, Magic Springs, 19, I don't know.
When they were hot.
When they were first out, I went there. It was still asphalt hot out there.
I bet I went to the same concert.
Maybe.
I saw them at Magic Springs twice, maybe.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I guarantee you and I were there together. I was probably 14. You were probably 26.
I remember, yeah.
That's right, too.
That's probably...
Speaking of...
Justin, what's the worst concert you've been to?
The worst?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh. Say it.
Golly, I'll have to think about that. Let me think about it for a minute.
All right,
I'm
going to
give you a good answer.
By the way, Michael Marion reminded us yesterday, the arena this weekend, this Sunday, Earth, Wind, and Fire. They've been here multiple times. It's Philip Bailey, I think, is the one.
Yeah, he's the one that's still alive, because Maurice and Verdeen have both passed, right?
First of all, Verdeen. Maurice. That is so cool that you know their names.
661-1037. I mentioned it on the show earlier. If you appreciate a home run swing, I want you to go look at page 3 or 4 of the sports page, the Democrat Gazette today, and look at Cahill Aloy's swing. Justin, I'm going to send it to you. If you were to paint a picture, what would the coolest home run swing look like? It was that one he hit out about 1,000 miles
Reggie
per hour.
Reggie Jackson did a couple.
That's what it reminds me of.
It was 116.8 off the bat.
Yeah, crazy.
And he hit it for...
69, I think. Yeah, it's like
68
that.
Or yeah. Something like that. Yeah. And he almost check swung it.
Yeah.
However you say it. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Well, listen.
His bat speed is stupid,
and he's hitting bat. Matter of fact, he's raised his batting average about 50 points in about 3 weeks or less. Actually, that was what Van Horn said yesterday. It's actually 62-point rise since April 7th. So he's getting hot at a good time for us, and you know. So who we have this week? We have Oklahoma at home.
You're right. Yeah, you said it earlier, Baz. You're right. I mean, he's a difference maker.
Yeah. He could really make a big, huge difference for us.
He really is.
I was going to mention too, Roger. All right, so get ready to play Justin Moore Finish the Licks. What are we playing for, Christian? Do we have something to play for?
We'll probably play for Pulaski County Fair tickets again.
Woo! And then if you can't go to Pulaski County, maybe Christian can find something else for you.
Yeah, that's right.
So also, too, I saw this out today, the highest grossing film directors of all time. I think everybody's going to get number one.
Is it Cameron? Cameron won?
I'll let you. That's the one you chose. Roger, Christian, you're next. Who do you think the highest grossing film director of all time is?
Highest grossing film director of all time.
Spielberg.
I'm going to look at Spielberg, Scorsese.
I think it's between
two
people.
Who did The Godfather?
Francis Ford Coppola.
Coppola, Scorsese.
So what's your answer?
You know what? I'm going to say Woody Allen.
All right. So, Justin, who'd you say?
I said Spielberg.
Spielberg. I think that's Christian. You got that right. Number one, he's at $10.7 billion. $10.7 billion. Okay. Which do you think was his best financial film?
Jurassic Park
yeah. is correct. Yeah. $1 billion.
I'll say Jaws.
What's crazy? That made a billion. Listen to this. Number two on the list, James
Raiders.
James Cameron, $10.6 billion. Oh. So he's only, you know, he's not far from Spielberg.
He releases Avatar.
Yeah, guess
Avatar 4.
Guess how much? Now I mentioned for Spielberg, his most valuable franchise or the movie, not franchise. Jurassic Park made a billion. Guess how much the first Avatar made for James Cameron?
It's like 1.2 or something.
Oh no, my friend.
$2.9 billion.
Yep.
Number three on the list. Somewhat of a surprise. You want to take a couple more guesses at anybody else?
Scorsese.
Scorsese is not on here.
No, his movies.
Yeah.
Whoa, hey.
No, I think Scorsese is my favorite director.
You can suck it. How about Jeff Nichols?
Yeah, I'm with Christian. I think he's amazing, but he didn't do...
His movies weren't commercially successful.
You're all terrible.
For a long time.
Why don't you quit reading your rule book?
So, is he going to take another guess with another name?
I'm trying to think big box office.
Yeah, think of...
Ron
Howard.
I got it.
Good guess.
Penny Marshall.
Think of major movies, most always or what? Either great action
Disney.
Movies or Disney.
So it's not Ron Howard.
Not Ron Howard.
It's not Ron Howard. It's Ron Hyde.
Or sci-fi.
Sci-fi.
Number three.
George Lucas.
George Lucas is not on the list.
That's a great, yeah.
George Lucas
guess.
Is not on the list.
Ooh, how about...
Oh. No, how about that?
L. Rod McGillicuddy.
I'll give you number three.
Who did all the superheroes.
So there you go, Justin. Now you're thinking. The Russo Boys, number three, okay. $6.8 billion. Avengers Endgame made $2.8 billion, which is a hair under Avatar. All right, so that's three. Just keep thinking
of
action.
What was the name?
Anthony and Joe Russo. But think of sci-fi and action movies, and that you'll get probably the majority of the rest of these.
Sci-fi and action movies.
Yep.
I would have thought Lucas.
Yeah, I thought Lucas.
I think he only directed... He didn't direct all the Star Wars. That's the thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it was just like the first one or two?
You know, I'm really... You know, I have a high standard...
Tarantino!
I have a standard for Christian, and I'm really disappointed that he's struggling.
Yeah, welcome to our world, Christian. Here you go. He's getting ready to blow up the entire show.
What is it?
I need a hint.
I think sci-fi. When you think of sequels, sci-fi sequels.
Yeah, Star Wars guy.
Well, I think of Star Wars.
Think of the more recent.
Oh, got it.
Denis Villeneuve?
Got it.
Oh, my God.
What'd you say?
Oh, my God.
Is it Denis Villeneuve?
I don't know what you just said, young man, but I don't know. Is that FCC quality there? Is that allowed? Who is it?
Denis Villeneuve?
I've never heard of Denis Villeneuve. All right, when I tell you this, you're going to go, oh, my gosh.
Ridley Scott?
Really, Scott's on the list. $5 billion.
Nerd alert.
Really, Scott is on the list.
Tell us a movie?
Justin.
Give me a movie. I'll give you the director.
I tell you what. I will give you number 10, Star Wars The Force Awakens.
J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams is number 10. He also did several.
The first Star Trek.
Yeah, he did Star Trek.
He's great at rebooting franchises.
Any adult film director.
Tim Burton, number 9, $4.9 billion. Ridley Scott, $5 billion. No. Christopher Nolan, The Dark Knight Rises. He did a lot of those. The Batman. Mm. David Yates. Harry Potter.
Okay.
All the Harry Potters.
David Gates.
I think Christopher Columbus did the first few Harry Potters, but yeah.
Christopher Columbus. And the last two, I'm pretty sure this guy did Top Gun. He did Transformers, Michael Bay. See, I thought you would be all over
Good
this, Christian.
Hit.
Michael
Good
Bay. Hit. And the last one is, I just had to tell you, you're gonna go, oh my gosh, you mentioned all these great, and this guy's number four on the list.
Give me a movie.
Well, that'll give it away so quickly. It's the underground.
Peter Jackson.
Yeah, the Lord of the Rings guy. Lord of the Rings. Yeah, $6.6 billion.
The Hobbit.
He did all those. So
and King Kong.
And King Kong. So Steven Spielberg, James Cameron.
I don't know what I do with it.
Russo Jackson and Michael Bay.
I don't know.
that's okay. We did. Who did a Gladiator, by the way? Who was the director behind Gladiator? Say the name again, Christian. Who was it a minute ago?
Denis Villeneuve.
You should have the nerd alert on that one, Roger.
I know it. Get Danny West.
He's a great movie maker.
What did he make?
He's made the Dune movies. He made Prisoner.
Do you like the Dune? Do you like the Dunes?
Yeah, Dune's good.
Justin, you like the Dunes?
I do. I thought they were really good.
I don't think I understand
Dune 3 comes out this year, by the way.
Yeah. I don't really understand it either. But I still like it.
Sicario, he made Sicario.
Oh, Sicario. I like that. And who was the...
is Sicario the one where the... I mean... Look,
Emily Blunt.
You haven't
Josh
seen
Brolin.
It by now.
Yeah, but, you see it. Yeah, it's so good. It's so good.
Or if you have not seen it by now, yes. I mean, that's the one where at the dinner table you
prepare to meet God.
It's so good. Okay. It's that end scene is such a shocker.
And by the way, Christian, I was picking at you on the country music stuff.
it's all good.
I wasn't serious.
I said earlier the best concert I've ever went to see is Metallica, but that may change when I go see Justin Moore in Desark in November.
Yeah. Well, he's in Hot Springs
well,
before
I
that.
Hope so. Yeah. I hope so.
Oh, that's been going Desark.
Just so you know, I was just picking at you, buddy.
You know what, Roger? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness, me.
Christian.
Where is Christian?
Desark.
Where is Christian?
Roger, I mean, Justin's not putting two and two together. Yeah. Justin... Christian is from Desark.
Yeah,
that is his hometown.
Yeah. We talked about it a little bit.
So you know what that means, Roger?
He's getting on stage.
A little collaboration, maybe.
Yep.
What would be the song?
I think we should.
What would be the song?
I think we have to do something
ziggity diggity.
Rangy.
Okay. What's rangy?
Because maybe we do Home Sweet Home together.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's hear a little bit of it.
Because Christian's got some. Range.
Yes, he does have range. Well, think about that.
Yeah.
I just want to throw that out. By the way,
Christian, I don't know if you're a Motley Crue fan, but...
I know the tune.
In a smoking room. They smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile, they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
That is not bad by Danny Joe Crawford. I don't think that's Christian.
It's really good, though.
That is not bad at all.
We thought it was going to be a lot worse.
Baby, the jig is up. The news is out. They finally found me. The renegade who hadn't made retreat for a bounty. Never more to go astray. This will be the end today of a wanted man.
Oh, my God.
Roger.
Hey, Valentine, get me a mop.
Gladiator is Ridley Scott, by the way. We were talking
about that. I forgot
about
that, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Which, of course, he made all the Alien movies as well.
Yes.
What was that, Christian?
Go ahead.
He made all the Alien movies as well.
Justin, what'd you say?
Engine.
No, I was just saying, like, he goes, for some reason.
No, she doesn't.
No,
listen
I don't.
To country,
you didn't. You didn't mean it that way. I'm just picking at you. My wife likes this, and I'm like, "What do you mean for some reason?"
I picked up on that.
I'm just picking at you, man.
Someone says
really
here,
it's a felony.
I've been to hundreds of concerts in big arenas, including U2 at the Sphere in Vegas, but my favorites are the smaller venues. I saw Jimmy Webb at a bar outside of Dallas. Saw Lindsey Buckingham at Juanita's. Wow, Juanita's even hung out with Simon Le Bon. After a Duran Duran concert.
Yeah,
Simon was unbelievably nice. All right, Roger, have we hit the open for Justin Moore's Finish the Lyric? Uh-huh. All right, we've already mentioned it earlier. It's Justin and Riley Green singing a song together about getting along. So that should be the hint. We basically told you. All you got to do is call in, follow along, show us your singing talent with Raj.
We'll start it. You finish it. It's time for Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again.
Yeah.
ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. They restore, you recover.
Come on.
Wow. All right, so 661-1037. All you have to do is Google the song Everybody Get Along from 2023. Do you guys, obviously you guys are touring together, Justin. Do you guys ever sing that song together when you're on stage now or no? If you sing together, would it be something different?
No, we haven't. We do sing a song together, but it's a Toby Keith song just to pay tribute to him.
Gotcha. As a matter of fact, Roger, what you know what we should do? You know,
what?
I throw some out here.
What, bro?
So if somebody's willing to call in and do this, mm-hmm. we are working with Steve Qualls at Design Lab.
Okay, say
and
it.
We are doing Morning Mayhem mugs and what do you call those things that you like, Roger?
Hold on. This is not a nerd alert. This is a wow alert.
Yeah.
We've got mugs coming.
Mugs and the tumblers.
Tumblers.
Yes. So you...
And what else about them? They're white.
Yes.
They have black lettering that say Morning Mayhem.
Yes.
And what else, David?
They have our signature on them.
Whose signatures, David?
Me, you, Justin, and Christian. Yeah, and you get to stare at our signature on your Morning Mayhem mug or tumbler.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not... We're not going to give them away at any Little League ball game that Justin goes to. you know they'll be in the field.
They'll be in the field.
They'll be all in the field. Because nobody's here that could throw a coffee cup at your ass. No, I'm kidding.
No, listen,
that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
That's going to be awesome.
We'll let the winner of this contest be the first one to get it.
Can you imagine a picture? Get this, a picture. Not of a picture of me without you, Justin, which is a great... George Jones song, but a picture of you with our Morning Mayhem coffee cup, some AI steam coming out of it, and you just smiling sheepishly like you're about to take a sip of coffee. Do you drink coffee?
I do not.
Okay,
no.
So we'll put some whiskey in it, but we'll have AI smoke coming out of it, and you just take a sip. Dude, that's going to be such a great picture. I hope you'll do that. With a ribbed tank top on.
My dad has enjoyed listening to the show today. Of course, he's strongly in Justin's corner.
Of course.
I told Justin, my dad makes you look like a choir boy compared to what my dad used to be like. So, but my dad's all, you know what? My dad would be right beside Justin screaming.
You know, now I know.
Your dad may be my favorite person. on earth.
I hit your dad up to come play golf with his pops. You know, I try to get you to come play golf with
him.
But had you seen my game, you probably would have yelled at me.
That's what I call him, Pops.
Pops, that's right.
That's right.
All right, I think we got a contestant there.
All right, here we go. Let's go to the phones and talk to Larry. Larry, are you there? Hello, Larry? Steve, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, Steve, sorry. Larry lost out. You came in second, brother. Thanks for holding for so long. Are you ready to play the game? Are you ready to play the game?
Yes, sir.
My friend, you're going to go to the Pulaski County Fair.
With a Morning Mayhem mug.
And a Morning Mayhem mug. You're going to be the first person on your street to have this Morning Mayhem mug. Now, when will you get it? Nobody knows. Okay? But here's the thing. You're going to get one. All you have to do is finish the lyric. Now, the last couple of weeks, we've had a game called Start the Lyric, where people were singing a song. This song is a Justin Moore song, and based on the confrontation that he had yesterday, and I don't know what county Bismarck is in. I don't know what county it is, but we want everybody to get along. Justin Moore sings a song about it.
Yeah, how about that? He and Riley Green.
And it's awesome. It's a great song. So when I stop the song, I want you to pick up singing, Steve. If you don't get it the first time I stop it, I'll play it again and stop it at the same place. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go, my friend.
Sounds a little Jerry Reed, doesn't it?
It does. Can you hear it, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Here we go, buddy.
And I like a Ford. Waylon was a man. No, it was Hank in '84. Now you can't beat Dale Earnhardt. No, Petty was a king. Well, I like the Smoky Mountains. And I like the Panama City.
I like this. And I like that. But when it comes down to it, we got each other's backs. And in a world where all we do is fight and fuss and disagree, why can't everybody just get along like you and me?
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Woo! Good job, Steve-O.
Way to go, Steve.
Very nice.
Well done.
That's my friend.
Perfect.
Is how it's done to perfection.
That wasn't easy.
I got to be honest with you, Justin. If you'll allow me, Steve just made that his own song.
Agreed.
I learned a little bit from Cowboy Adam.
Atta boy. Now we're just going to have to mail your tickets. Now hold on. Let Christian get your information, brother. Let Christian get your information and tell you how you're going to get these tickets to the Pulaski County Fair.
And the mug. We'll get the
and the mug.
We get the mug, we'll get the two. You want to thank Steve Qualls from Design Lab. I also want to thank Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. Good folks over there. We're going to get them on the show there, Rod.
Here's the deal. We've got to play Finish the Lyric at probably three more times this week to make up for some...
Two.
Well, I know we've got Friday to do this Friday as well, so that would be actually...
I think we missed the last 2 weeks, so it'd be three altogether.
Yeah. All right, so we got to do two more times.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's another chance, two more chances this week to win a mug.
Yes.
With Finish the Lyric... Justin Moore's Finish the Lyric Show, sponsored by Rainbow Restaurant.
Chris Peterson's out there listening.
Hey, Chris.
And he says, the worst concert, and this is surprising, James Taylor at Kansas State. You know, I've been to a few James Taylor concerts. It's hard to believe James Taylor could screw up a concert because, he's got a lot of great songs. And he said the best one was Fleetwood Mac releasing the Rumors album in the Fox Theater in Atlanta. Yeah, I think any time you get to hear Fleetwood Mac, and who's the singer for the female singer for Fleetwood
Chrissy
Mac?
McGree?
No, the other one,
Stevie.
Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks was so good here in Little Rock by herself. I was like, wow, she's 76 and still has an unbelievable voice. And so, yeah, we're talking about it's National Concert Day. We're talking about your best and worst. Talking about you, Justin. Did you ever give us your your favorite or your worst that, off the top of your head that came to mind? Maybe
Christian asked.
I know. You said give you some time.
I've been thinking. Maybe Hank Jr.
is the best. Yeah.
Best and worst.
Depending on the night.
Based on what I said earlier, yeah. If you guys remember.
Yeah.
Like, he could absolutely just crush it or...
Yeah.
Not. you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it makes sense.
So,
someone says,
I don't think I've been to a horrible concert, though.
Yeah, well, if you have, that's great. Yeah, I told mine was Stevie Wonder earlier, really big disappointment. I was thinking I'd done that since I was dating Jessica.
I love Stevie Wonder, but his voice drives me nuts.
Oh,
I don't.
You've
like
said, yeah,
voice.
You said that before, Christian. You're a fan of him.
He may be my favorite artist ever.
maybe one of the most overrated to me. I hate
wow.
His voice.
I know. Wow.
We'll send this one out to Steve Roberts.
I was thinking of, for those who missed it earlier, the referee.
He sounds like his voice is out of control. Like, you don't know where it's going. It just goes somewhere, and it...
Well, that's a nuance, that you can pick
to
up.
To me,
Going back to, we had the discussion earlier, I'm sure most of you have been listening to the show, we had the discussion with Justin and an umpire behind the plate that was giving his... He was there with Justin last night at this game that we've been talking about, and I thought it was interesting, he said...
God, here we go again.
He said, "Don't use the word you."
Yeah.
So I'm like you, Justin. Well, what do you say if you don't say you? How do you say it? How do you complain?
I
guess you just say bad call, terrible call. You just don't say the word you?
Every official sucks.
Say you. You don't point out one guy. I guess.
Look, I mean, he's an official. I'm not, obviously, but. I don't necessarily agree with him, but I do think he's a really good dude. And,
he sounded like it.
I don't think you're going
no,
to court.
No, he really is. But I'm like, when he mentioned felony for yelling at an official.
I think he misspoke. Yeah, I think that's got to put hands on.
I did read somebody
that's
said.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it's not true. I don't think he said that, or if he did, he didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, I think
it's, obviously, if you lay hands. I think it's ridiculous that we have to have a law that says you do anything with a referee like that, that it's a felony. It's a get you assault anyone.
Yeah.
It should be a felony. But I think somebody did say something, and I'm only going by what it says on our feedback. It might be a misdemeanor. Verbally accost them, and I'm thinking that's even ridiculous. But I mean, should you go out and do those things? In my opinion, no. You shouldn't be. You don't have to yell. Every once in a while, we all lose our head a little bit and say something. Oh, my God, no, what are you doing? And then you remember where you are, or your wife tugs at your sleeve or something.
Here's one from Tim. Boston in 1979, Pine Bluff Convention Center, Eagles War Memorial Stadium. I presume those are good ones. Someone said, Jerry Lee Lewis in Hot Springs. He was 45 minutes late and so drunk he could barely stand up.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
I've heard that about him.
You let Jerry Lee Lewis do what he wants.
He's dead now, right?
Let me tell you something. He killed a man. Allegedly.
Dead or alive.
It was his wife.
Here's one that says, amen with what Justin said. I can't stand Stevie Wonder's voice. Wow. worse is the Allman Brothers Band in Pine Bluff, late 70s. Wow.
That's right. I mean, look. Unpopular opinion. Stevie Wonder does not sing on key. He's not a good singer.
Here's one.
He's a good piano player.
You
but
pick
he's
up things
not
better
a good
than we
singer.
Do. You're coming he's at it from a whole different angle.
He does not sing well.
Well, man, we are running behind.
We're running behind. The best concert I ever went to was a halftime show at the Oklahoma Razorback Orange Bowl. Elvis
sharp.
Presley.
He's always sharp.
Ten Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Turn back the clock on gym prices. This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball, two-time defending American League Cy Young winner Tarek Skubal of the Tigers will undergo surgery on his left elbow after feeling pain in it over the weekend. There isn't a timetable for his return, but the procedure usually takes 2 to 3 months to return from. On the season, he's 3-2 with a 2.7 ERA. Detroit was tied for first in the American League Central at the time of his injury. Elsewhere, the Cubs continued their MLB best six-game win streak by beating the Reds 5-4. Seiya Suzuki went 2-for-3 with a home run and 3 RBIs in the win. He's batting 3.21 with a .417 on base percentage on the season. And the Arkansas Travelers return to Dickey Stevens Park tonight, winners of 9 of their last 10. They'll be hosting the Tulsa Drillers at 6:05. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly cloudy today with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 79 degrees. Today is an Arkansas Storm Team Alert Day for the chance of severe weather, particularly as we get into this evening. An 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms tonight. It'll turn cooler after the storms with a low of 55. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Are you hungry? Something new, $25, all you can eat, sushi rolls, soup, salad, Benihana rice. Come at Benihana's Monday through Thursday.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
Spring is here, but if you're still feeling exhausted with no sex drive, it may be time to head down to Low T Center. Y'all, 1 in 4 men have low testosterone. Book a free T-test at Low T Center. Choose self-pay or insurance and have it shipped directly to your door. Head to LowTCenter.com. That's LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention because you missed a spot. What he did tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
Hoco Turf in West Little Rock or Stockton Power Equipment in Sheridan.
Car wreck? Call Rainwater Holt in Sexton. 888-8888. 8 for a fast response.
8 for results. 8 for Arkansas.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
When work needs doing or the trail calls, you need a machine that's ready for both. Honda's line of Pioneer side-by-side. Choose the compact 520, the powerful 700 series, or go big with the 1000 line. Built for 3, 5, or 6. Visit Honda of Russellville or HondaofRussellville.com today and find your perfect Honda Pioneer side-by-side. For your safety, read the owner's manual or wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear a seatbelt and close the side nets and doors when operated. Honda side-by-sides are for riders 16 and older.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, yeah.
All right, 941.
What is this?
This right here, brother, is the Texas Tornadoes. Adios, Mexico.
Adios, Mexico.
Cinco de Mayo, everybody. Some messages on our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Mama Wizard, Chris's mom's listening.
Hi, Mama
she said earlier Tom Petty was the best concert she's ever seen.
Right.
She said, and then she goes, uh-oh, tell Justin it's a felony to go off on Christian for saying Stevie Wonder's his favorite artist. That's Mama Wizard. This is from our buddy Michael.
To say it's his favorite?
For saying Stevie Wonder's his favorite artist. Go off for saying. You say, is Stevie Wonder your favorite?
He's up there, yeah. Okay. He's one of my favorites.
Gotcha.
Do people confuse y'all?
Someone said.
She must have meant.
The other way? Yes.
I think he's overrated.
Michael Marion's listening. He said, now Michael Marion's been to a gazillion concerts. Obviously, he's put on thousands himself. He said, the worst concert, the Cars. They hardly moved during the whole show. Boring. He said, he heard what I said about Stevie Wonder. I like Stevie Wonder. I didn't like his show. I was really disappointed because he didn't play any of his great songs.
He don't sing on key.
Well, he didn't get a chance. He didn't get a chance to sing on key.
Seriously. He does not sing on key.
It says
he don't.
It does say this. Michael said he was so nice to everyone, took pictures with all the people backstage. He said the car show was while he lived in
LA. He didn't see it.
Whoa! Wow. He's heating up again, Raj.
He's back to his old self. Get on here, boy!
JM has been thrown off today by Baz. Save him from himself. Stevie Wonder is overrated. This is a terrible comment to make. I would put my Sharia more against any.
I will say that. Until the day I die.
Here's when Charlie Daniels at Magic Springs when I was 12 was great.
Yes. Awesome. I saw it too. Yes. Same concert.
I was 12. Someone says here, Conway Twitty.
And I was 26.
Conway Twitty. Oak Ridge Boys and Charlie Daniels. If you saw all three of those, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's pretty. Listen, Magic Springs had it going on. And guess who else they're going to have real soon to add to Sawyer Brown, to add to Charlie Daniels, to add to anybody else?
What?
That boy right there.
Who?
Justin.
Yeah, Magic Springs?
Yes.
Someone says here.
June 6th.
Come on.
Stevens' best concert I've seen was George Strait and Justin Moore. I haven't found a Justin Moore song I don't like. Right. I even like Back That Thing Up.
I hate that song.
Medium's not bad.
That we talked about. Here's more people. Listen, they don't understand you, Justin. We love Stevie Wonder. What's Justin talking about? Yeah.
Stevie Wonder's Justin said.
I'm talking about I like people who sing on key.
Right. What Justin's trying to say is that Stevie Wonder is the Star Wars of Motown.
Here's one. First concert I was ever at was the Olivia Newton-John in the 70s at Barton Coliseum. Best concert ever was Van Halen. 84 tour at Barton Coliseum.
You got to understand, when somebody says the best concert they ever went to was Van Halen at Barton Coliseum, they were stoned.
And they to me, this is Stevie Wonder.
Good Lord, wow.
He does not sing on key.
Wow. Do we have Stevie? Wow. I've never heard. Justin has been on Stevie before, but I've never heard him do that rendition before. Somebody said worst concert is Michael Bolton at Barton in the 90s.
Watch. He'll be sharp here.
I don't know. Come on!
Yowza, yowza, yowza.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand.
Come on, Christian.
With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands.
Come on!
Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away it's Dr. A when the people start to move. They can feel it all over.
This is to Justin, all the referees out there from Justin Moore. You call a game, never the same. And if my kid is playing, I am gonna blame.
Headband Sam, listening to Ribbon in the Sky. It's one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard.
Can't stand his voice.
Here's one.
Maybe he's just sharp live. Because he's on key there, but live, yeah. But live.
I think as he's cannot, gotten older, he's lost the, it a little bit.
He cannot.
Your mother's
live.
Listening, Christian. You know what?
We've had more people say that one of the worst concerts was the Allman Brothers. Here's another one. The Allman Brothers
Jeff
of Pine
Allman.
Bluff.
Get in here. Here's a guy that's been to more concerts, stone and sober, than anybody else I know. Jeff Allen, get on the mic here. The legend himself. From The Point, the Heritage Classic Rock Station, name the best concert you've ever gone to and the worst concert. Say hello to Justin Moore.
Hello, Justin
There you
Moore.
Go.
Get
Where are you?
Hey, man.
Best concert ever?
Yeah.
Hands down, always will be Pink Floyd.
Okay, all right, wow. All right. Look at you. All right. What's the worst one you ever been
Texas
to?
Texas Stadium, 1994. Nothing will ever touch it.
All right, that was Pink Floyd, yep. You went with how many chicks?
You said 1994?
Okay. Yeah.
So they didn't have Roger?
No, he was out.
Okay, yeah.
Worst concert.
Worst?
Is it one that you've been to a lot of them?
I hate to call out a band.
Well,
go ahead.
Then say whatever. It's okay. I mean, don't make it a local band.
No.
Okay.
The worst band, it wasn't the whole show.
Not listening to us.
It was one band.
Okay.
To preface it. Star Set.
I've never heard of it. Modern rock band.
Yeah. Second song into the set, the fog machine overloaded, blew a breaker, the laptop died, the music stopped.
Okay, see?
The wheels came off hard.
What a treat to have Jeff Allen stop by. Jeff Allen, everybody.
Jeff, you're on The Point Monday through Friday.
10 to 3.
Somebody says, here, tell Jess to quit holding back. Buddy. Tell us how you really feel.
Oh, yeah, Jay Bird. Here we go.
All right. Going.
Hey, shout out again to our buddy Steve Qualls at Design Lab for getting our signature laden mugs together. That's going to be so cool. And the tumblers.
Headband says, I'm listening to Ribbon in the Sky. It's one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard in my 41 years. Justin Moore is Wilden. Wilden. I guess that's what the kids say. I don't know what that means.
That's what the kids are saying on IG.
I don't even know what that means.
It ain't good.
My wife got tickets to see Justin for our 43rd anniversary at Magic Springs. There you go.
Ooh, nice.
All right, we'll come back and wrap things up. Don't go away. 9:49.
Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know.
Hey, it's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkup, with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you for life.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Lost in the business jungle? From new or solo proprietors to established multi-owner companies, don't monkey around with your business. There's nothing better than Lion Guidance. For exceptional communication and exceptional results, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
Razorback Hamper Sales in Hot Springs is having a huge inventory liquidation sale. All in-stock travel trailers and fifth wheels are being offered at drastically reduced prices. These are the best deals of the year. One of the many great deals is a 26-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $21,997 or $235 a month. Now is the time to buy. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
At Liberty Mutual, we love helping people with things like customizing car insurance, just like how we customize a song for you. Catered country tune. Liberty Mutual, saving you bucks by protecting your truck. Cause Birdie told me to only pay for what I need. Thank you, Limu. Always trust an Emu. With Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and business owners turn to the professionals at Serta Pro Painters for their painting projects. From detailed residential painting to professionally managed commercial projects, our crews deliver craftsmanship that protects your investment and enhances curb appeal. Spring weather won't last forever, and neither will the open slots on the schedule. If painting is on your list this year, now's the time. Call Serta Pro Painters or visit SertaPro.com and reserve your spring project today. That's Serta with a C. Serta Pro Painters, that's painting happy.
The after-season clothing sale continues at Fort Thompson. Tons of clothing marked down to 50% off. Also, check out the new spring hunting and clothing items arriving daily. See you at Fort Thompson's in Sherwood.
Courtney Ballantyne here for the Butcher Shop Steakhouse, West Little Rock's premier place to go for a great meal. Serving only the finest hand-cut steaks, all still cooked over their huge hickory charcoal grill. Filet mignons, porterhouses, and juicy ribeyes are just a few of the delicious cuts to choose from. And a menu that also includes fresh fish, prime rib, along with all of their weekly specials. Tremendous steaks, excellent service, and a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere makes the Butcher Shop the prime choice for your evening out.
Looking for something unique to do in Little Rock? Head to the Museum of Discovery. Explore hands-on exhibits, try real science experiments, and meet live animals up close. Little ones will love the Small Fry Fish Camp Gallery, designed just for early learners. Catch an electrifying bipolar musical Tesla coil show or live science demonstration during your visit. And with special events happening all the time, there's always something new to experience for all ages. So plan your visit and check out upcoming events at museumofdiscovery.org.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
954. Hey, do you want to thank everybody who has been texting in today? We had a ton of people on our Middleton Heat Air text line.
That's everybody.
All the topics we covered today.
All show today, bro. Yes. All show today. Happy Cinco de Mayo to everyone. I hope you have a great day out there doing whatever you're doing. It's margarita time. You know, we used to have bars that would call in and say they got margaritas. I don't even know anymore. I don't even know.
Here's one of the best guys ever was Justin Moore at Simmons Bank Arena featuring the one and only Roger Scott. That was one for the ages.
That was good.
It was good.
That was fun.
Hey, Justin, when did you say Ella starts her first game for the tournament? Is it Thursday?
Thursday.
Yeah.
Yep.
So all the tournament plays.
Regional tournament. If they win one game, they go to state.
And what's the location of the regional again? It's an hour and a half.
I think it's Murfreesboro.
Yeah. It's like, golly, Moses, like none of these games can be played in Little Rock or North Little Rock, can they? They got to be an hour and a half away for everybody. But I guess they bid on them or something. That's how they do them. I don't know. But anyway, hopefully she'll play well and we'll get a chance. Now, she went to the state playoffs last year too, right, didn't they? If memory serves me correct.
Yeah, they went to the state playoffs last year. But, yeah. You know, we'll see.
Yeah. 661-1037. Don't forget.
But yeah, they did. They did.
We will be back in studio tomorrow. Roger, Thursday will be at Ava Bella. Friday will be at where for a Gravely tour?
We will be at HOCO. HOCO. Used to be in Roland. Is that east? What part is that? What part of Little Rock is that now? Ballantyne, where's HOCO now?
Somebody said, Justin, my dad says, need to give Justin a rest. We don't like to get beat up about umpires.
West Little Rock. No, thank you. HOCO. No, what was that again? I'm sorry.
My dad said, need to give Justin a rest. We don't like to get beat up about umpires. Nobody's beating anybody up.
No.
Your dad said that?
Yeah, he just give Justin a break.
yeah, Baz, give him a break.
My dad, let me tell you, love him to death at age 85. He to this day he just is anything with a stripe on it. He's I gotta calm him down.
He hates zebras.
Yeah, I gotta calm him down. Where's the gang at for the next show?
Well, one's right here.
LSU? Yeah. You're doing the show over there.
I'm hosting the zone today.
Okay. Man.
I'll have Kevin Kelly and Todd Pierce with me. And Todd I'll Pierce. Even have fellow Stevie Wonder lover HB join me in the final hour. Maybe we'll do a Stevie Wonder power hour for the final hour.
But, what is the line tonight for the Lakers?
That's
Oklahoma
a good
City?
Question. Let me.
Is it?
Who do you think's favored?
It's OKC.
By a ton, I would think. By a bunch?
Yeah, this is ESPN's line. It's 15.5.
Wow.
OKC.
Wow. Did anybody expect the Lakers to get to this point? Or yes or no?
No. The Rockets were favored in the first round because they were down.
Nope.
They were down Reeves and Luka. Reeves only came back in the last two games. So everyone thought the Rockets would win, but the Rockets collapsed and they didn't have KD most of the series. But it.
Roger.
Wasn't a good series.
Someone says here, Kiss with John Cougar opening Pine Bluff Convention Center 1979. That was awesome. Hank Jr., early 90s, drunk and fell off the stage during second song. So bad, it was awesome. I'm telling you, the Hank Jr. stories just keep coming,
God,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's always.
Well, I can't wait for you to tell us why. Hey, Jude's the deal.
We're going to find that. We may get that tomorrow. We may get that
Come
story
on.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, quit teasing.
We'll get that done. All right, Raj, good job. Justin,
Back
good
at
job.
You. Great job.
Christian, good job. And you got three more
show.
Hours to go. Thanks for being with us, everybody. We appreciate it.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Show's up next.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.